Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Suzanne Monahan. Here's what's happening. President Trump approved a disaster declaration from Pennsylvania as the state tries to tackle the coronavirus pandemic. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Before the president approved Governor Wolf's request, the governor said a disaster declaration would give the state flexibility and needed federal dollars. How much are we talking about? Way too early to say, but when the president last issued a disaster declaration for the state in 2018 because of bad storms and flooding in northeast PA, the state got $52 million, according to FEMA. The approval yesterday came after Governor Wolf announced 700 new confirmed cases, pushing Pennsylvania over the 4,000 mark.
So this virus is now in 59 of our 67 counties, and the number of new cases continues to grow each day.
The governor also announced schools and non-essential businesses would be closed indefinitely. No two-more-week timelines. He also pushed the stay-at-home order to April 30th to align with federal guidelines and added four more counties. All of this, the governor says, to slow the spread of the virus and buy time for the healthcare system to make sure it isn't overwhelmed. Philadelphia is negotiating for additional quarantine beds, and the first field hospital is up and waiting at Temple's Leah Koris Center. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says Philadelphia hospitals are in good shape right now. Just 79 of the COVID-19 patients have needed hospital care, and emergency room visits are down.
We do expect that the demand in the hospitals will increase over time, and they're preparing for that.
Among the preparations is the opening of a field hospital at Temple's Leah Koris Center, though Fire Commissioner Adam Teal says the hope is it will never be needed.
We certainly hope that this surge capability is something that will essentially sit here and hopefully we'll pack it up at the end of this thing and we'll never hit that surge.
Officials say the total depends on how many residents do stay home to stop the spread. Mayor Kenney announced another new fund to aid those impacted by the stay-at-home order. This one dedicated to early childhood centers.
These programs need to be here for our families and children when this crisis is over.
The mayor says the demand on the city's $9 million fund to aid small businesses has been so high that it has stopped accepting applications from businesses that make more than $500,000 a year. There are three corrections officers at the Montgomery County Correctional Facility who have tested positive, but so far no contact tracing to any inmates and no positive cases among inmates. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward has the story.
Montgomery County Commissioner Val Arco says with more than 500 coronavirus cases, they believe the county still hasn't seen the worst of it.
We have seen some modeling data that would suggest that the peak here in our area is probably about 2 weeks away. So this is no time to relax.
As for how high or low that peak might be, Arkush says that depends on how seriously people take to stay-at-home orders over the next couple weeks.
The drive-through testing site on Temple University's Ambler campus is expected to have enough supplies to get through the week, being opened from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily, but Arkush says it's unclear if it will be restocked. And in New Jersey, Governor Murphy says without social distancing, the Garden State would have run out of hospital beds within days.
This chart is the nightmare scenario that we are desperately working to avoid.
So Murphy says the ban on gatherings has to remain.
We have got to stay away from each other. We've got to set a bar in terms of our social distancing that no other state has ever set before. And by the way, who's to say we can't? Remember, we are New Jersey. We can do this. We must do this.
Murphy also added firearms dealers to his list of essential businesses, but he said guns can only be sold by appointment. The NCAA is allowing Division I athletes who lost their spring seasons to gain an extra year of eligibility. KYW's Dave Uram reports.
The cancellation of spring athletics wiped out basically the entire season for these athletes. So the NCAA's Division I Council is doing what Division II and Division III already did. This spring season won't count against an athlete's eligibility. Anybody with 1 year left is allowed to come back next year. Schools will be able to have more scholarships next year to factor returning seniors and incoming recruits, but current athletes who have 1 year left aren't guaranteed financial aid next season. That's up to the schools.
The NCAA is leaving it up to the schools because of financial uncertainty they may face. This extra year of eligibility doesn't apply to winter sports since they were able to complete most of their season. And that's the All Local. I'm Suzanne Monahan. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.